would you call that a gift if it was for something that came along with the bill? You know, just something that he gave you just for paying your bill on time?
I wouldn't call it a gift. They gave it to him at the store is what I'd say.
But what would it be called? Just, would you have a name for it?
Mm-mm, no.
Well, if somebody got caught in a whirlpool and they didn't get out, you'd say he got what?
He drowned.
And you might say, if you go in that pond, you will
drown.
And I didn't see him
drown.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
So the baby
crawled.
And if you saw something up in a tree, you know, and you want to take a close look, you might go over the tree and what?
Look or climb the tree.
So if you did that, you'd say, if I said, is that tree up? And, you know, if you ever wanted to do that, you'd say, yeah, I wanted that tree yesterday.
I climbed.
And you'd say, I never have
climbed.
And if a person wants to hide below a low hedge, you know, you say he's got to do what? Get down by the hedge. What would you say?
Squat down.
Have you ever heard another way of saying that?
Scrooge.
Would you say he has to scrooge or scrooge down?
Squat down.
And have you ever, when you're playing hide and go seek, you know, you find yourself near a stump, you might scrooge down, but have you ever heard it called something else?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you're playing marbles? Did you ever play marbles?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it when you got down to play marbles?
You squatted down.
Have you ever heard of a hunker down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Same thing as scrooge, or get down low, like behind a bush.
And what's the word?
Hunker.
So you do what?
You have to hunker down. Get down low, hunker down. It's been a long time since I've heard it.
Well, if a trapped child wanted to trick you, he might hide behind a couch, you know, and you go back there and he'd go back there and do what? Have you ever heard of boo down?
Bow down.
Well, it'd be boo, I think. Well, when he jumped up, he might say what?
Boo.
Is there anything else he could say?
Mm.
What about pee-pie?
Well, you'd have to be playing pee-pie with a baby or a small child. That's just covering your eyes and then opening them and saying pee-pie to the baby. Well, I reckon you could play pee-pie different ways with children.
Well, if a little child was saying his prayers, you know, he might go to his bed and do what?
Kneel down or get on his knees.
Well, if I said, well, I'm feeling tired, I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And you might say, he's really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just, what, bed all day.
Lay in the bed all day.
And often when I go to sleep, I do what? Your mind makes you. Do you have thoughts when you're asleep?
Dream.
But you might say, but I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
And you might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
was awakened.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor and like this, you say you do what?
Stomp it.
And after a party, you know, a boy might say to a girl, can I?